So first up, it was Jared Kushner answering questions on Capitol Hill. Next up, Trump's son, Donald Jr., and his former campaign manager, Paul Manafort, have been called to testify before a Senate panel. It's all about that meeting in Trump Tower last summer with a Russian lawyer, Natalia Veselnitskaya. There's another person set to testify before that Senate panel, Bill Browder, and he's at the center of what that Russian lawyer wanted to talk about at Trump Tower. Browder is an American and was once a major investor in Russia, but in 2005, he became vocal about corruption there. His lawyer, Sergei Magnitsky, was sent to a Russian prison and died under mysterious circumstances. That sparked international outrage and later a U.S. law called the Magnitsky Act. It put sanctions on Russian officials accused of human rights abuses, and it is a major point of conflict with the Kremlin. I asked Bill Browder to explain the connection between those sanctions and his testimony tomorrow.
This is a very specific hearing to discuss foreign agents running around Washington and not registering as foreign agents when they're conducting their influence campaigns. And I'm going to be talking about the anti-Magnitsky campaign to repeal sanctions that a group of Russians headed by Natalia Veselnitskaya were doing, and how none of these lobbyists registered under the Foreign Agent Registration Act. I'll be telling that story, and hopefully my testimony will lead to strengthening of those rules going forward.
Allegedly, your name was inside a plastic folder of documents that Ms. Veselnitskaya was going to hand over to Donald Trump Jr. What was in that envelope?
I don't think we know specifically what was in the envelope, but we know that Natalia Veselnitskaya had been on a mission on behalf of the general prosecutor of Russia and on behalf of Vladimir Putin to try to dismantle and repeal the Magnitsky Act, which imposes sanctions on Russian torturers and murderers in the United States, including those who killed Sergei Magnitsky. And in order to do that, one of her big tasks was to try to discredit me, because I was the one who had convinced members of Congress and members of other lawmaking bodies around the world of what had happened to Sergei. And she wanted to change that story and try to get this piece of legislation repealed.
Do you know what was in that folder, though?
I know in vague terms that it was a folder constructed of various stale and disproven allegations against me by the Russian government for tax evasion that they had made many years ago as part of their efforts to try to discredit me. And she was basically sort of rehashing and reusing that and trying to hand that around to people in Trump Tower and other places.
There's been so much speculation about Natalia Veselnitskaya and her role. Have you ever met her?
I have indeed. She also, in addition to her main task of trying to repeal the Magnitsky Act and smear me, her other task was that her Russian client, a family called the Katsiev family, were recipients of some of the $230 million tax rebate fraud that Sergei Magnitsky, my lawyer, had uncovered and exposed. They were recipients of that money, and that money went into New York real estate. And the Department of Justice, the U.S. law enforcement agencies, had seized the property. I was the key witness for the U.S. government in their prosecution against these people. And so she was in a deposition hearing in which the defense was deposing me. And that was my opportunity to sit across the table from her.
So Reuters has reported that Veselnitskaya did legal work for the FSB, the successor to the KGB. What do you know about her intelligence ties?
What we know about her is that she's the main representative for this Katsiev family. The Katsiev family is headed by a man named Pyotr Katsiev. Pyotr Katsiev is a very senior member of the Putin regime. He was the minister of transport for the Moscow region, which is a region the size of France. He's currently the vice president of Russian Railways. Russian Railways is a Russian state-owned company, which is next most important after the state gas company Gazprom. And she was doing work for them, paid by them, their sort of in-house lawyer. We also know from her own admission and from the admissions of other people that she's working hand in glove with Yuri Chaika, who's the general prosecutor of Russia, who also has been involved very deeply in the Magnitsky affair and the Magnitsky cover-up. And then we know that she's had a number of other clients like this FSB, which is the Russian secret police. And so what all this says to me is that she's a senior sort of operative for Russian state interests, that she takes her instructions from a very high level. And any of her statements that she's just a simple lawyer having had this strange meeting on her own volition is complete nonsense.
So news organizations, and you kind of touched on this, are running with this story, like we've not seen for a while. Don't you see some two-dimensional portrayals of Russians these days in the media, even some hysteria over any of U.S. communication with Russia?
I lived in Russia for 10 years. I'm married to a Russian. My staff is Russian. I've got great affection for many Russians. And I think that the issue is not Russia per se. The issue is Putin. And if you speak to Russian politicians, opposition politicians, there's many, many good people in Russia. What isn't good and what is evil is the Putin regime. And I don't think that the world is tough enough on all of these terrible things that the Putin regime does. But I think that everyone kind of gets, all the Russians get mixed up in this thing. Having said that, anybody who's connected to the Putin regime should be considered to be suspect and working for an agenda that's against the interests of the United States and liberal democracy in the West.
So pulling the lens back a little bit, your grandfather, Earl Browder, was the chairman of the American Communist Party. He went to jail for his beliefs. Red baiting, certainly an issue that haunted him. Do you think there's a different sort of red baiting today? And is it complicating what you're trying to accomplish?
Back in the days of my grandfather, whether you agreed with his politics or not, it was all about ideology. Now what you have is a Putin regime, which is all about criminality. It's all about money, stealing money and keeping that money safe. And so from where I sit, I think that the world is actually hasn't quite woken up to this criminal threat of Vladimir Putin yet. Many people still describe him as a sort of legitimate sovereign leader as opposed to this crime boss. And so I think that there's not enough analysis and understanding of what this man is really up to and what his intentions are in relation to the West, which is not good for us.
Considering what happened to your lawyer, Sergei Magnitsky, and your own kind of central role in all of this, whether you like it or not, how far do you think the power of Putin extends?
Well, Vladimir Putin is an immensely powerful man. He doesn't have the same constraints that any other world leader has. He has no parliament to keep him in check. There's no free press to expose him. There's no judiciary to stop him. And there's no democracy to oust him. So he can wake up any day and decide to do anything he wants. And this is a man with all the resources of a sovereign state, all these nuclear weapons. And so he can go around and make mischief and cause trouble in ways that nobody else would ever have the capacity to do because he's so independent in his ability to do that. And the most important thing to understand is that he's a criminal. He's a man who's accumulated vast amounts of money by expropriating money from people, from kidnapping them, torturing them, killing them like they did with Sergei Magnitsky. And he has this freedom to go around and commit these crimes. It's kind of like a mafia boss. It's like Pablo Escobar with nukes.
Are you concerned about your own safety here in the United States?
He has threatened me. His government has threatened me. They've tried all sorts of different tools and tricks to have me arrested, to be sent back to Russia. They're after me in every possible way you can imagine.
Bill Browder, thank you very much for being with us today.
Thank you so much.
Bill Browder heads the Global Magnitsky Justice Campaign. He's also the author of the expose, Red Notice.